All right, all right, all right. Hello, hello, everyone. How y'all doing? Welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Day one listeners, big up yourself. And to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here. Rocking with the OG. All right. How y'all feeling today? Do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, y'all. Hit that subscribe button. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. This ain't for the faint. It ain't for the weak, and it ain't for the weary. It's for the ladies who cry at night when the lights go out and get up in the morning and keep it stepping like nothing happened the day before, right? And sometimes things don't even happen. It's just be tired. You ever been so tired you just start crying? I have. Yo, this is why your auntie don't take too much crap from a lot of people, right? Because I know what I do. You feel me? Y'all feel me, right? I know what I do. And I have worked myself to the point where I'm just tired or so frustrated that I cry. And the next day I get up and do it again, right? And do it again. So this is for you ladies who said, you know what? I'm going to cry now, laugh later. I'm going to do what I got to do, but I'm taking care of my children and I'm raising my family and I'm buying our clothes, our food. I'm doing the thing. I ain't got time. I'm frustrated. I'm moving. I'm happy. I'm moving. I'm shaking because I see the bigger picture. The bigger picture is that I raise my children, take care of my family, right? So shout out to the single moms on this Mother's Day weekend who said, you know what, I got you, I'm tired, I know, but I'm doing it regardless. I'm gonna go forward and do this regardless. I want my children to have beautiful holidays regardless. I want my children to have beautiful memories regardless. I'm breaking curses regardless. I know I'm sacrificing me. I got you. But guess what? My legacy will thank me, right? A lot of you already know your legacy will thank you. The children that you ladies are raising today, they have never seen children like your children before. They will never see a generation like your generation of children because of the sacrifices the mothers are putting in. And now that we have social media and you have mothers from all walks of life talking to each other, explaining their stories, right? You get to see what we do and how when we sprinkle a little mommy magic on it, how we make it happen. Right? It's the truth. It is the truth. You are the first teacher. You are the great mother. And on this beautiful weekend, I want to pay homage to you and thank you for all that you do for our babies. All right? And if you never thought what your job as a mom is important, wait till your kids get up and they get older. They see everything that you're doing. They see you. They know who's not there. Don't worry about that other parent, right? And I don't even want to talk about that other person on Mother's Day weekend. I don't. I got plenty of podcasts to do where I could just tear them up. But this podcast, we just going to focus on creating our legacy, continuing doing what we're doing, and acknowledging what we're doing as women, as mothers. All the sacrifices we make, we are going to do that this podcast here. But first, let me explain what has been going on. Your auntie has been overbooked and super busy, but I'll always come back to you, right? So I do apologize for the sporadic podcast, but I'm really working on focusing on my life and getting a schedule together with great time management and lots of downloads and stuff from Canva, just so I can organize my life, right? I need to write it out. I need a to-do list. I need to write things out. This is the one thing I do in my life, y'all, that I really and truly love, right? Right? And so it hurts me when I'm not here. So I do apologize, but Loopy's back. She's back, y'all, and I'm gonna talk more crap than I probably ever spoke in my life. And yeah, that's how this is gonna be going down from moving forward, because I gotta speak my piece with my piece. But this is Mother's Day weekend, and we're gonna keep it, you know, real charming and wonderful for this podcast. So I hope that you ladies are taking a minute to do something nice for yourself, or taking some time to do something nice for yourself this weekend. I pray that you are. It doesn't have to be something big or great, but take a minute to acknowledge what you do. You know what I mean? Knowledge the knowledge. Okay? Take a second. Take some time and acknowledge what you do. Treat yourself to something. You deserve it, right? You do. Now, I have two groups of ladies here in this audience, and I know you're here. I have the ones who have that circle of sisters, that good group of friends, and, you know, y'all gonna get together and hang out and do some real, you know, Mother's Day things, you know, go see a show or play. I don't know, y'all might be in the club. I don't know you like that. Y'all might be in the club hanging out, okay? Twerking and stuff, okay? Auntie's not judging. Have yourself some fun, right? If you're lucky enough to have a circle of sisters, positive, good female company, y'all get together and y'all go out, or some of you might have your dates or whatever you're doing, your brunches or what have you, big up to that. Enjoy yourself, you know, take in the whole experience and just have yourself a great time. Acknowledge yourself as the great mother that you are. That's what this weekend is about. Acknowledging the great mother, because the hand that rocks the cradle controls the world. You see, this is why they, I ain't gonna even get into how people are not having kids. I'm not gonna get into it, but acknowledge yourself for all the sacrifices that you have made so that you are completing your family, right? You're doing the work of two people. You're lucky enough to have your nice circle of sisters or friends or family who celebrate you and honor you. I need you to take that all in, and I need you to stand there and go, yup. Yup. That's right. It's Mother's Day. I need you to be on something like that. Please dress up, look cute, smell good, toes done, take care of you, right? And then we have another group of mothers here, and I belong to this group. We the group of mothers who don't have many friends. For real. Our circle's so small, it might be a dot, okay? I used to not be okay with this, but then I grew to be okay with this, right? Because I know what I put into being a mother. So whether or not I have a group, a circle of sisters, or what have you, I'm still going to do something nice for me. If you are the mother who is like your auntie and we just chilling by ourselves, I need you to do me a favor and do something nice for you. Do not let this time go by without acknowledging yourself, because you do everything for everybody else. Come on now, who I'm talking to. I need you to make sure that you are taking some time this weekend, and so I'm trying to get this out as soon as I can, to acknowledge you. Please, I don't care if you don't do anything but sit and watch you some nice movies, right? And order your DoorDash. Don't even get in that car and drive no place. I don't care. I don't care if you don't do nothing but just get you some sushi and hang out, you know, with your babies. Acknowledge yourself. Do something nice for yourself. Get yourself a nice bottle of perfume. light you a candle. Do something nice for you because you deserve it. I'm a lone ranger. You know what I'm saying? I've always been this way. I have. And I had to learn that you have to be able to do something for yourself. Now my girls are big. It's different. We do something that's going to be all of us doing it together. Even though this weekend, honestly, I'm tired. I am. I still do something for myself because I didn't have anybody to celebrate with. And even when I was with someone, they tried to undermine Mother's Day as if I wasn't doing more than my job. I was still doing his job and my job when, you know, when we were together. I've been a lone ranger for a long time, so I had to learn to do something for me. I got flowers for me, you know. That's something I like doing for myself on Mother's Day. I just would do things for me because the girls were too little. They would bring me their gifts, of course, that they made in school. It was so nice, and that would make me so happy, you know, that they would take time to draw something or do some artwork for their mom. But I also had to do something for myself, right? I wasn't lucky enough to have a circle of sisters. So I don't want you lone rangers out there just sitting around acting like this is an ordinary weekend. It's not. You're gonna turn up in your own way. You're gonna have this. We got a group of ladies who's going out. They probably went all white and stuff, got their little high heels on and stuff, and they chilling, right? I want to be just like you one day, right? We got that group of ladies, and then we have the ladies who are lone rangers, right? Until you find your tribe, you lone rangers, just like me. Until you find your circle of sisters, until you find your real homegirls, until you find your real peoples, I need you to make sure you do not let this weekend go by without you doing something nice for yourself. And why am I making a big deal out of this? Because people will try to undermine the mother. Always. And there was a lot of work and propaganda put in to make it seem like us single mothers are the most horrible people on the planet. When the truth is, we are the women who sacrifice and we go in hip deep into the deep, into the unknown. We don't know how it's going to turn out, and we don't care. All we know is we're having our children and we are taking care of our families, right? We love our babies more than we love life, right? Thank you for being who you are. I want you to just acknowledge yourself, acknowledge all that you do, and enjoy your day. Enjoy this day, okay? All right, so on that note, I'm gonna get on up out of here. I'm not gonna keep it long. This is my second time recording this, y'all, because okay, the first one, it just went too deep for me. I have this ability of going too deep, and I really don't want to go deep on Mother's Day weekend. I want you to just have a great time and enjoy. We have the rest of the year to be tearing up. We do, okay? We have the rest of the year to be tearing up, and I plan to tear up, okay? So today we're gonna keep it thug light. I'm reintroducing myself. What's up? How y'all doing? We're gonna keep it real charming and, you know, blase today, but when I come back, we are gonna be tearing up. Okay, I'm back to my old ways. That's what I'm talking about, with some time management on my side, because I'm not here the way I like to be here. Podcasting is my thing, y'all. This is my favorite thing to do in the whole wide world. Ain't that something? Who would have thought? Anyway, on that note, ladies, I love you to the moon and back, and I will talk to you soon. I'll be back on Thursday, y'all. All right, peace. You're right.
is when we never let go. 헤어지기가 아쉬운 내 넥타이. Oh, you're my sunny day. 손을 잡아 너의 주머니에 넣는 나를 바라봐. 바라봐. 너와 함께라면 어디든 좋아. For real, 깊어져 깊어져만.